from the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. The USDA's Farm Service Agency reminds ag producers that farm loan programs can be used to support a variety of climate-smart practices. They include many practices that farmers already use, like cover cropping, nutrient management, and conservation tillage. Farm Services Administrator Zach Ducheneau says farmers and ranchers are already doing their part to be stewards of our land, but some may lack the financial resources to take their efforts to the next level. House Ag Committee Chair G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania is sharing his overview of the bipartisan policies and priorities included in the 2024 Farm Bill. He's calling the legislation a product that happens when the development process is extensive and transparent, which included feedback from members of both political parties, stakeholder input from across the U.S., and some tough conversations. Thompson says he plans to mark up this bill May 23rd. The 40B tax credit guidance and modified GREET model begins to unlock the door for U.S. ethanol producers and farmers to participate in the emerging market for sustainable aviation fuels. However, the Renewable Fuels Association says more work must be done to fully open the market to ethanol. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score says the administration's all-or-nothing approach to recognizing the value of climate-smart ag practices may ultimately limit innovation and overall SAF production.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.